Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
But it wasn't the Gap Band. It was the heirs of Gap Band members Robert and Ronnie Wilson. They sued BMG Rights Management in Manhattan federal court.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Okay. Do you know Michael Jackson's kid, Blanket?
I do know yeah. Blanket.
Do you know what his real name is?
Michael J. Blanket? I don't know.
Michael Jackson. Prince Michael Jackson. I have heard that he was named after the musician Prince, but in all honesty, I don't know that that's absolutely true.
Right.
Something else you might remember about Old Blanket is that he was the kid that was held over the railing at the top of a Berlin hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that's the reason he was called Blanket.
Really? I've never heard that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson had a blanket on him and almost threw him, you know, dropped him out the window.
Well, he said he held him tightly. Yeah, I know. He goes by BG now. He doesn't like the idea of Blanket, but this has nothing to do with Blanket any more than he is the way I'm getting to the topic of the show. He is suing his grandmother, Katherine Jackson. Why, you may ask? Because I've often wanted to sue my grandmother. He is stopping her from using estate funds in an ongoing suit. Okay, what are we talking about? Dig this. The Jackson estate is, they say, so says, you know, my sources, it is conservatively valued at $2 billion.
Okay.
And Sony, the music company, is trying to enforce a $600 million deal. Grandma doesn't want that, so she is fighting it. Now, BG, Blanket, Prince Michael, he doesn't much care about the lawsuit. What he cares about is that his grandmother is using estate funds to do it.
Okay.
So she's taking family money to fight Sony. And, of course, Sony obviously has, you know, bottomless pockets. Now, what does Blanket say she should do? She receives a $1 million annual allowance. So at the beginning of the year, $1 million just shows up in her, you know, bank account.
Yeah.
And Blanket doesn't like that she is not using her $1 million account, but is rather using money from the estate, that supposed $2 billion. And so he is suing
her. Oh, that's
her.
Terrible.
Right. Now, where does this take us for the show? Well, for the show, what I've always wanted to do something about families, because this is what I seem to see in all of these new copyright lawsuits. It's usually not the artists. It's the families of the artist. The Marvin Gaye thing, that was his estate, and a lot of other estates have gotten into these kind of fights after the musician has passed. And it's not just musicians. It goes into captains of industry and all of that. But I'm going to stick with musicians. So what I've got today is a whole list of the heirs of people who were musicians and how they are suing on behalf of the person who is deceased. And what's great about it, it allows me to get spectacularly professory and talk to you about copyright termination rights and things like that. And don't you want that?
I do.
When
on
you're
a Saturday,
talking
with your
about
coffee.
Music. That's right. Well, it is a Saturday. We're recording this.
Get a coffee,
and
y'all.
It's early. I've got a coffee here. What is this again? This is pumpkin spice?
It's leftover Christmas.
Mmm,
delicious.
Was cheap
at Ollie's.
Here's Michael Jackson on Rock School.
Thank you.
out of Michael Jackson. Have you ever heard the term, it's a legal term, estate bumping?
No.
What it is a second chance to change copyright after a person has died. Now, I'm just going to read this to you verbatim from author Aaron Moss from CopyrightLately.com. The children of musician Ray Charles and his charitable foundation have told, Ray Charles, told each of his 12 children that he would leave them $500,000 as their sole inheritance. But in exchange, they agreed they wouldn't seek anything else from the estate. No.
Mm-mm.
Here's the problem. The kids are attempting to use what's known as the copyright termination statute. This is 17 U.S. Code 203, termination of transfers and licenses granted unto the author. All right.
Break it down.
Yes. If indeed the copyright was executed by the author on or after January 1st, 1978... it is subject to termination, meaning you can kill the copyright, under the following conditions. In the case of a grant executed by one author, termination of the grant may be affected by that author if the author is dead. Meaning, even though he said all this, you can go in and give it another swing. If the author is dead, which Ray Charles is, termination can come from the widow or the widower, the author's children, and in case of no spouse and no children, the executor of the will. The termination must occur within 5 years of 35 years of granting the rights. So go out 35 years, and then you get like another grace period, 5 years.
My God, that's a long time.
It is. But what it all comes down to is if you have a work, January 1st, 78, you can take a swing at changing what Dad said. And that's exactly what these kids are doing. You see, Charles, Ray Charles, left the bulk of his estate, including all the rights to his songs, to the Ray Charles Foundation to benefit the hearing and seeing impaired. He's got seven kids, and they, don't get me wrong, I'm sure they like the seeing and, you know, hearing impaired.
He's got 12 kids, right?
It says here seven are doing it.
Oh, okay. So
it may be 12, but it says here seven are doing this.
Okay.
They have decided that their $500,000 a year is not enough, so they want to change out the copyright and the will and all of that money. And this, I've found nothing that this is over, only that it is still going on. Legally, you can do that. That whole thing about once I die, my copyrights, you could go in and attempt to mess around with them.
Wow.
How about that? Dre Charles here on Rock School. Remember not too long ago that a group decided to sue Led Zeppelin because Stairway to Heaven's introduction was wickedly close to the introduction of a song called Taurus.
Yes.
We did a whole show on it. Just to bring your mind back to it, here is about, I don't know, 15 seconds of the beginning of Taurus. Keep Stairway to Heaven in your mind. Listen, listen. I thought that was a slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Led Zeppelin was going to be made to pay, but no, according to the judge, the song's riff was not, quote, intrinsically similar to the opening of Stairway to Heaven. I completely disagreed with that. I was positive Zeppelin was going to get crushed. Okay, who brought this lawsuit? Was it the guy who wrote it? No, it was the guy who wrote its estate, which is his family. Well, what were they looking for back in 2014? They didn't want a ton of money, but what they wanted was a co-writing credit, which means whatever Zeppelin gets every time Stairway to Heaven is used, he would get half of it.
Okay.
Or another percentage of it, which would, I'm assuming, be a bucket full of money.
Wow.
But here's the funny thing about it. What some people were saying, because as soon as one of these things happens, a million journalists run to a million people and say, is it close enough? And I was interviewed about Blurred Lines and Marvin Gaye, and I said, absolutely not. One's in a major key, one's in a minor key. You know, they're derivative, maybe, but Bruno Mars makes his living being derivative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Uptown Funk is a 70s song, and Uptown Funk is in here. We're going to talk about it. You know, then the 1980s stuff with 24 Karat Magic, and then he went back to 70s soul
mm-hmm.
for the next one. That's what he does. At what point in time do we say, okay, look, there has to be some leeway
right.
to this whole thing? But here's the funny thing that I read back when we were doing this, and back when I was putting this show together. You ever heard of a song called Summer Rain from Johnny Rivers?
Summer rain was falling down.
That may be it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure there was a melody in there, but a lot of people are of the opinion that both Taurus and Stairway to Heaven owe their world to Johnny Rivers' Summer Rain.
Get out.
Yeah. Now, it's one of those things you got to listen and kind of know what you're listening for, but it's a song about rain. So there's like a little effect at the beginning. But listen to the guitar right at the beginning of the song and tell me if you don't think these people have a point. Johnny Rivers, Summer Rain on Rock School.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, blowing like thunder, our love's burning like fire, and she's here by me, yeah, she's here with
into the first break. Let's do a couple law questions that popped into my mind and one I found online here. Law questions. Copyright protection after death. How long after death does copyright last? Well, you have to look at the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976. It established a 50-year protection, kicks in after the creator passes away. Then in 1998, there was an amendment made called the Copyright Term Extension Act that extended that protection to 70 years, which is why I say, you know, how long does copyright last? Forever. Absolutely forever.
Wow.
You know, I understand that year by year things fall into the public domain, but mm-hmm. you do a copyright today, how long does it last? Forever. You'll be dead long before something happens with it.
Right.
So, yeah, forever. There you go. You can fight me if you want. You know, meet me outside. Fight me. A guy asked this question, and I thought it was a really good question. It said, my child passed away. Can I still copyright his music? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. This is from a lawyer. Yes, you can, but then what? First of all, any copyright must be on a fixed, tangible medium of expression. So you can't just send a letter to the copyright office that says, I have an idea for the song that goes doo-be-doo-doo-da-da-doo-doo-doo, and they copyright it for you. Wrong. You must create the song. I'm publishing a book that's going to come out later on this year. Could I have copyrighted the title? Absolutely not. What do I have to copyright? The book. Write it. It has to be done in a fixed where, okay? But then his question is, so what? Now you have it. Now you have the copyright. If that's all you want, and that's all a lot of people want, they just think it's cool to have a copyright. I've had a couple of my students copyright some of their stuff, and they just think it's cool as heck that they have a government document that says they own a copyright. Okay. I mean, anyone can have one.
You felt that way at one time.
Yeah, I think I did. Anyone can have one. I mean, it's like buying a Snickers bar. You know, do you have the money? Yeah, we can have a copyright. You know, don't I have to meet certain qualifications? Yes, but no one's going to listen to your thing and then search. That's a patent search. You know, copyright, you can have it. Why do they do that? Well, in case there's a problem, you can then go to the copyright office and get a copy of it, or you have the paper with you, and it will tell when you copyrighted it. That's the whole point of it. The copyright office doesn't decide whether this is equivalent to something else or not. And if you have something in it, like the last album I put together, I had March of the Strong Men. Bum, 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 ba, da, da, dun, 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 dun. It was one of the guitar solos. But it's out of copyright.
Right.
But the copyright office still wanted to know, where'd you get it? Who did it? And I said, I re-performed it. And they said, okay. So that was good. But his statement to this guy is, okay, now you have it. Unless you then publish it, you're going to have a really hard time enforcing any copyright. You have a real hot test. You're going to have to publish it to really have grasp over it. And you say, but why? If you don't publish your copyright and you just hold it, it will be very difficult for you to say to a judge, so-and-so stole that. To which the judge will say, well, how? How did he hear it? How did he read it? How did he get it? And that's the thing. So, yes, you can copyright your dead child's music. But then to have any protection, you're going to have to publish it. And I assume that's what this dad wants to do. He wants to put it out there, I guess, for friends and family and who knows, anybody else. Who's listening to us?
WYNO, SUNY Oswego.
Great. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Out of the break, blatantly, you know the song Uptown Funk.
Right.
Right? And I have heard people, you know, the Gap Band sued them. But it wasn't the Gap Band. It was the heirs of Gap Band members Robert and Ronnie Wilson. They sued BMG Rights Management in Manhattan Federal Court. By the way, the suit was dropped without prejudice, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Everybody that I have spoken to is like, it's got to be the bass part. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know the beginning that goes do, do 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 do. It's that.
Oh, really?
It's that. BMG stated that the people, meaning Robert and Ronnie Wilson, had agreed that they would not sue if paid. That's at least what this says here, because I was trying to find out why in the world this lawsuit would have been dropped, because it was back in 2023. That's like a decade of fighting. I get the feeling money was moved, which is why it's without prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything wrong, and nothing goes into the record and all that. I got to believe some money went, but here is the song. It's called I Don't Believe You Want to Get Up and Dance. Oops, upside your head. I'm not kidding. That's the entire name of the song. It's by the Gap Band. It's from 1979, and maybe 12 seconds into it, you'll hear that do, 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 but not exactly the same way. I think they claimed it was derivative. It's starting to bug me. If you're going to steal, steal it exactly.
Exactly,
don't
right?
do it derivative. Okay, here you go. Gap Band on Rock School.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers.
Hell! And you do. And you do the pop, right? I like you to boogie.
Coming into the bottom of the hour, here's another question I found online, which I thought was really interesting. We're talking about estates suing somebody else. Well, what about suing the estates? It says here, can I sue a famous deceased jazz artist's estate for copyright infringement? But why? Apparently, this guy knew the artist, and he, the poster, had written some songs, and this famous jazz artist re-recorded them, which he didn't find out until May of 2021. Okay, fine. A lawyer responded. This is not me, but honestly, I would have given the same answer. A lawyer stated that, of course you can. You have to prove A, you actually wrote it, B, produce a copyright, and then C, prove that you released the song, meaning there was an opportunity for this guy to hear it. Now, if you were friends, there's a chance he may have heard it in your basement. But you'd have to prove that. The question then be, how?
Wow.
How do you provide? And it says, yeah, if you can prove all of that, yeah, you can certainly do that.
Goodness.
Okay, welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
All right, let's do 7 days, 70 seconds. Here be the dates, April 22 through April 28. You got Monday, girl. Go.
April 22nd, 1971, John Lennon releases Power to the People.
April 23, 1972, the film version of George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh comes out in America.
April 24, 1986, the Rolling Stones release their album Dirty Work. The first single is Harlem Shuffle.
In 1972, April 25, Deep Purple's album Machine Head is released, and everybody now knows the song Smoke on the Water.
April 22nd, 1977, Hall and Oates get their first number one, Rich Girl.
April 27, 2006, Elvis Presley's Graceland Mansion is designated a historical landmark. And April 28, 1967, everybody who has ever had a wedding, rejoice, Van Morrison records Brown Eyed Girl. Here's an interesting one. In late March 2015, the children of a guy named Morton Stevens, he was an award-winning television and film composer. He wrote the theme for Hawaii Five-O. Well, he died, and CBS continued using the song without getting permission. But he, Morton, created it prior to 1978, so CBS filed a termination, and then renewal registration to own it. The heirs said no, 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 no. They are asking for damages for illegal profits, or in the alternative, $150,000 per infringement.
No.
So from the moment this Morton guy dies, wait a minute, every time we aired, either on major television or in reruns, you won $150,000?
Wow.
So what would that be? Every nine would get you $1 million?
Oh,
you're,
my gosh.
You're
crazy.
Nuts. Now, this, I don't have any that this has been taken care of, but they'll probably get an amount of money. CBS will basically open their checkbook and say, how much for you to go away?
This is ridiculous.
Right, and they'll come up with an amount. I, you know, why can't we have something happen to us that we can sue somebody like this for?
I have no idea.
Man. Hey, it's the theme from Hawaii Five-O on Rock School. Coming into the second break, I have some more questions here. Can heirs inherit copyright after death? Absolutely. A copyright is basically property. You own it, and you can transfer it to your kids. In the absence of a will, state law will dictate. It's state to state to state to state. Here in Louisiana, we have a thing called probate. And yes, I know it's in other states too, but people just, everything goes in to a trust. Everything. As soon as we had our kids, we started a trust because we were not going to allow the state to decide. Plus, we also wrote wills. Do you even know where our wills are?
Yeah, in the drawer.
Okay, the drawer. We own this giant house, and it's in the drawer. Okay, like you walk up to it, and light shines all over it. It says here, if you're really interested in your copyrights, make a point of stating that in your will. I have not done that. You can not only state who gets it, but you can also state what can and cannot happen to it. Do you remember the Beastie Boys?
Oh, yeah.
One of them has passed, Adam Yacht, and he, at 47 he died, he provided the example of none of his music or artistic property can be used for advertising purposes.
Whoa.
And that stands. You know, unless somebody tries to
His wife could probably come in and say, nah, I need some money. Let's do it.
I don't know. She would have to have the will negated, at least that section. Do you remember a rapper? He died by ODing on an airplane. His name was Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD's family members are now being sued for $15 million.
Oh,
why?
My gosh.
A yellow card, I'm not sure if that's a band or a company or something, prior to the rapper's death, had filed a lawsuit. Apparently, when Juice WRLD wrote songs, he would, you know, would use something like this yellow card would do and such. Now the question before the court, if the lawsuit goes on, who stands for Juice WRLD?
Oh.
You sue the estate. There you go. Okay, that makes sense legally. You sue McDonald's. Okay, who stands for McDonald's?
Mm.
I mean, does Ronald walk into the thing here? Huh? It says here the federal court shut down the lawsuit and sent it down to the probate court, and all the probate court has to do is choose who will stand in place of Juice WRLD.
Oh, my gosh.
It says here his mom is most likely, but there was also a wife, there are children, and that was the whole thing. The federal court kicked it out, and the whole point was tell us who will be in this lawsuit, Juice WRLD. Go figure. Who's listening to us here on this here radio here show?
No, that would be KXTR, KTRL, Stevensonville, Texas, Tarleton University.
Excellent. Back in a minute here on Rock School.
Yeah.
Coming out of the break, go ahead, sing it again.
I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, it's catchy, and it's one of the reasons I think, you know, some television shows move forward. You think of Cheers, you immediately, working your way in the world today.
Don't stick that in my head, too.
Yeah,
listen,
so you'd rather have the other one?
Every time I hear that in my head now, all I'm thinking is $150,000 each time I play it in my head.
Right, and you asked me, how are we able to play it, this
yes.
radio show? How are we able to do this? How are we able to do anything in terms of copyright and music? It's because we're on radio stations. I'm teaching podcasting this semester, and I tell the kids, if you want to have music in your podcast, go ahead. Just know you can't post it anywhere. I had a couple of students, this is the absolute truth, they created something out of video, and they posted it on YouTube, and they received a cease and desist letter from a company,
scary.
I think they were in Texas.
Scary.
And they wrote to me, one of them had graduated, they wrote to me, and they said, well, how do we fight this? And I said, you don't. No offense, you're a couple of dippy college kids. With what are you going to fight this? I would write them back and say, sorry, it was a class project. And by the way, didn't it look great? Hey, do you need any B-roll shot in Louisiana? Do you need any help? Are you hiring? That's what I would do.
Right.
Because to say, I'm going to go fight this.
No, the radio stations pay money, though, right?
Right. That's how we're able to do it. Every radio station I'm on pays BMI fees. And so, you know, we're able to do it. I only needed one radio station to be able to have the music, especially when we send it out as a podcast. But then we put it up on something called PRX for other radio stations to grab. And PRX, they pay the fees in order to stream the songs in full. So we're taken care of, and that's what I tell the kids. If you have a show you really want to, you know, create, and it's got music inside of it, offer it to a radio station. I don't care if they run it at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're still on it, and the fees are still being paid, and there you can start to use the music. It's a little bit more than that, and those of you who listen on podcast, you notice I still clip the music. BMI says if you've paid the BMI fees, you can distribute with the music clipped to less than 30 seconds. I'm not real particular about that. I clip right after it starts and right after. There's no way what I leave is 30 seconds. Absolutely not. What are we going to play? There's a guy named James Livingston. He wrote the song, Que sera, sera,
whatever will be.
Will be. Well, apparently it is woo money. It says here the granddaughter of the author, Jay Livingston, is suing her mother.
No.
Why?
Why?
The mother is exercising copyright termination rights for not only that one, but apparently some other popular songs. The dispute pits Tammy Livingston, that's the granddaughter, of the award-winning composer, against mom, who is Travelin Livingston. So Tammy's the granddaughter, Travelin is the wife, and her publishing company. It doesn't say why the or what is going to happen with it, but my assumption, and this is only my assumption, either A, mom wants all the money for herself, or B, Tammy, the granddaughter, is doing dumb things with the money, so she wants to cut her off.
Oh.
I don't know which is true or if I'm even right either way, but
wow.
Don't it sound like that?
Well, all Tammys are trouble, so I would say yes.
Have I noticed? Tammy, it's time for your grandfather's song. Que sera, sera here in Rock School.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, que sera, sera.
Coming in to the last break, I've got a little time and two to tell you about the family of Marvin Gaye. You probably know this, really rocked the music world in 2015 when they sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams for copyrighting elements of Marvin Gaye's hit Got to Give It Up in blurred lines. Everybody get up. I disagree with that immensely. The main thing is one of them's in a major key, one of them's in a minor key. You have a major tempo difference. And in the song, bah, 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 show me that line inside of blurred lines. It had nothing to do with a straight copyright. They claimed it was a derivative thing. So anything that sounds a little like disco...
Oh.
Now is going to be sued?
Oh.
Now that it's ridiculous.
Oh, you opened a big door there, mister.
Well, it is against any creativity. We said in multiple shows back that AI is being used now by the lawyers. So you write a song and it gets some success. Now the lawyers can take AI and turn it against your song. Here's the song. You break it down. Now go look at the entire world's catalog and see if you can't find somebody we can sue.
Oh, my. Gosh.
Yeah, we're going to have to rewrite copyright law because of AI. However, it goes farther. The heirs of Ed Townsend. Ever heard of him?
No.
He co-wrote Let's Get It On with Marvin Gaye.
Let's get it on.
A U.S. court found earlier this year that sure. And by the way, it's not Ed Townsend that did it. It's the heirs of Ed Townsend. Found out earlier this year, he and his co-writer, Amy Wadge, did not infringe on Marvin Gaye's songs. The heirs to Townsend finally filed a notice of appeal on Thursday in federal court. So, I mean, this appears like it's still going on.
Wow.
Still going
on. Who's got this kind of money?
Well, that's the darn thing. It's the circle of life, Simba. First of all, the heirs of Marvin Gaye go and sue Pharrell and what the heck is his name? Robin Thicke. All I can think of is his father every time. And then now you've got Ed suing, you know, the heirs of Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, someone's going to come after Ed.
Right.
And his heirs.
My gosh.
I know. It's silly. It has turned completely around. I think it needs to go back to 35 years. You copyright something, you get 35 years. That's all the money you're going to make.
That's it.
That's what Joe thinks.
Done.
That's what Joe thinks. Okay, here's the one we'll end on. Kanye West is being sued by the estate of Donna Summer. Why? Because he stole I Feel Love, right?
Mm.
The estate of the late Donna Summer filed a lawsuit against Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign, alleging the musicians decided they would simply steal her song, I Feel Love, and use it without permission. Absolutely. Absolutely. This lawsuit states, and by the way, it's coming from Donna Summer's widower. His name is Bruce Sedano.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit states that Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign asked if they could use the song.
Yeah.
And they were told no. So what they did, I don't understand. Just go find another song.
Right.
You want to use one of mine? Heck yes. Let me drive your Ferrari. Here, take it. It's great. Go find another song. That's not what they did. So what they did do was what's known as an interpolation. We did a whole show on this as well. Interpolation means that you didn't use the sample. You didn't take it directly from I Feel Love,
mm-hmm.
but you brought in someone and had them re-sing it. And there are some protections, but it's going to go to court. Now, look, let me play a clip for you. This is the name of the song from Kanye and Ty Dolla. I don't use his last name, Sign, a whole lot because I've known him for years. The song is called Good, parentheses, Don't Die. And you'll hear Donna Summer here in a second. Go.
In the dark of night, these thoughts of mine keep me up all night.
Okay, it's blatant. Absolutely blatant. You know, did we learn nothing from Biz Markie? who just simply was told, no, you can't have this sample. Used it anyway, and he got sued out of existence.
Yeah.
Did we learn nothing from Biz Markie?
They should have called him.
Yeah. Well, Biz Markie has passed. So
oh, that's right. He
it
has.
It would be his estate. So I didn't want to end. Why did I play that clip? I didn't want to end on a Kanye West song. So here's Donna Summer to wrap it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
The end. Class is dismissed.